for all sticking around for the last session. Appreciate that. And I'm happy to say I also have some pictures, so we'll keep with that theme. This is just a list of my project team members, and I am the program manager for the project. This gives just a brief overview of what I'll be covering for the next 15 minutes. In addition to these items, throughout the presentation, I will have quotes from community women and what they said about their experiences with stress after the storm, and their ideas about what kind of a lay health advisor program or aspects about the program that would be beneficial to their communities. The name of the program is the STAND program, the Stress and Depression Awareness Program. It's a partnership between the Tulane School of Public Health and the Maternal and Child Health Department and the Louisiana Office of Public Health. The Tulane School of Public Health brings past experiences with previous LHE programs, which Dr. Magnus showed in the breastfeeding, past breastfeeding lay health advisor, that picture. And the Louisiana Office of Public Health brings years of mental health clinical experience. One woman said to me in the focus group, "I never had anxiety or depression before. It's a whole new world now. My life has changed drastically, but for me to cope with, and the only way I can describe the depression or the anxiety or whatever, is that it's a darkness that comes that tries to overwhelm me." So the effects of Hurricane Katrina are only now just coming to a head with increases in mental health problems in our community. The following statistics highlight these on a broader scale. These statistics are from the Kaiser Family Foundation Katrina Report that was put out in May of 2007, where 1,504 respondents were interviewed. 18% are experiencing mental health challenges. 88% do not believe there are enough mental health facilities. I'm sorry, medical facilities. 52% stated financial situation has worsened. 37% experienced significant life disruption. And 23% stated stress has taken a personal toll. Another woman said, "But that's how I coped for a long time. It was just staying in the house, and then when I'd have to go up and down the roads, you would look at the devastation, and it would get you all depressed again." So to give you an idea of what the devastation looked like, I took these pictures as I was recruiting for focus group participants just driving around. And the top one is from Plaquemines Parish, which is a lower-lying county. We call parishes counties. We call counties parishes. And so it's a more vulnerable area, so more surrounded by water. And the bottom picture is from the lower ninth ward. So the STAND program, to prepare for this project, we did literature reviews, focusing on post-disaster recovery, how stress affects the body and the mind, stages of grief theories, and what we did not find, however, was that there were no lay health advisor programs dealing with mental health issues, although I did hear at APHA this time there was a session, a community health worker session, focusing on mental health issues, so if any of you went to that, I'd love to talk to you about that. I didn't get to go. We did focus groups. We did 9 focus groups. And we found from the groups that the women found the groups helpful in and of themselves, just to have a place and an opportunity to talk and share their stories and just to vent. So we learned from the groups that the women need support and a time and place to do this. So we went back and revisited the literature on support groups, and we developed a program from the women's ideas to train lay health advisors to facilitate support groups in their community. So why lay health advisors? Several reasons. There's a limited healthcare infrastructure right now. Many people are still living in isolation, far from any healthcare facility, any clinic, or any mental health services. Lay health advisors are familiar with and respected within their own communities. They will be recruited from their own communities and sent back to work within their own communities. So, be familiar. Our center has had success with other lay health advisor programs. As we mentioned before, the breastfeeding program, in addition to that, the cardiovascular disease program, which is, of course, pre-Katrina. It's been an accepted method in our community. The majority of lay health advisors continue their work due to community loyalty and high self-efficacy. And also, lay health advisors can reach people health professionals cannot, such as in rural areas, people living in housing developments, and other hard-to-reach populations. So why women? Women are the primary caregivers. They're often the ones taking care of family members, sick family members, or older family members, and children. Women's health is a marker for a state's economic development. Therefore, women's mental health is critical for their own recovery, their families, and their community's recovery. Bless you. So recruiting for focus group participants was a real challenge for me. As we mentioned before, phone lines weren't working, those agencies no longer existed, so I wasn't calling anywhere. Websites were not updated, so I couldn't get recent information about agencies. So I decided, well, I guess I need to go out and drive around just to see what's going on, especially in areas further away, more rural areas, where I had no idea what was going on. So everywhere I went, I passed out flyers and talked with people and left them with flyers about the program. I spoke at PTA meetings about the program and at neighborhood association meetings. And those neighborhood association meetings were very busy, so they gave me 2.5-3 minutes, and I was thankful for that. Just to give you an idea of what it really looked like, or what it was like for people. This is in Plaquemines Parish, the lower lying parish county that I referred to earlier. It was a group of volunteers and donations made by the United Way. This was the old YMCA building where this was located, and it was all run by volunteers, and it was the only place where people had to meet or could go to meet. Everything else was gone. This was the only place where people could come. And they had breakfast, lunch, and dinner free every day. They had internet. They had a library. They had a calming tent, which was very interesting to walk in there. They had a nice comfortable chair and couch and subdued lighting and nice smells. And I did feel rather calm when I was in there. So it was just very interesting, very inspiring to see all of this run by volunteers from all over the country. And there was another building behind this where they lived or stayed for their time in tents themselves. And these are just some more pictures of what it looked like driving around. And yes, that is Taco Bell. So we did finally get focus groups together, and these are just some examples of the reactions that we got from the focus groups. Either said during the focus group or after. What we found from the focus groups is that women would prefer a lay health advisor who has gone through it, meaning gone through some aspect of Katrina. That was very important to them. Someone that can be trusted not to tell their business. Confidentiality was very important. A woman that is open, compassionate, non-judgmental, and positive. And this, for many, was... when asked, was more important above and beyond similar racial or cultural background. I'm a woman that is coping well to show it is possible and therefore can instill hope in others. And women would prefer groups initially and leaving open the option down the road for one-on-one contact. I think we need a program similar to what we have here. A group you meet at a certain time and you have a discussion and you say how you feel, and we're all in the same boat, so let it all out. That kind of shows how we came up with this idea. Also, what the research showed, that there is a relationship between social support and mental well-being. Social support has a direct positive relationship with physical and mental health, and a direct negative relationship with depression. Support groups helped participants regain social networks and decreased current and remembered grief. There's a direct relationship between a lack of social support and all-cause mortality. Sometimes people just need a listening ear, or somebody to listen to them, And I also learned when I went to the psychiatrist, when you are under stress, you do need somebody, somebody on earth, physically, that you can speak to, you know, talk, to just to vent. So, Stan 2007, what that looks like, these support groups are needed to rebuild a sense of community after the storm, to provide a place for women to tell their story, a safe place to share, and knowledge that you're not alone in your experience. This kind of just gives you a picture of what the path of the lay health advisor is. On the right is our center, Tuxco, and on the left is the community. And we're starting from the bottom. So they'll go through the training with us. They'll go back into their communities, facilitate the groups, come back out, and they won't leave. But we'll provide support calls to them weekly and be available anytime. And then we will go into the community to provide any support visits that they may need. And we'll provide support sessions for the lay health advisors themselves, because they also need support, and I'll speak about that a little bit more briefly. And we will go and conduct stress and coping workshops. If community members are interested in that, then we can do that, and I've done some of it already. So the training curriculum, this is what it looks like. 2 days, 5 hours a day, although that may still be flexible. What we want the primary core competencies, what we want the lay health advisors to know or be able to do when they leave the training is to demonstrate empathy, and that's through verbal skills, even when opinions expressed in the groups are different from their own. We want them to make sure to be, demonstrate empathy. Reinforce positive efforts through encouraging words. Active listening skills, asking effective questions, open-ended versus closed-ended, and to provide resources. We'll provide them with a resource list that they can hand out as they do their groups. So, for the lay health advisors, they can organize groups by asking their friends and acquaintances to participate, asking community leaders to help them recruit for participants in the groups, posting flyers in community centers and any other location, and through word of mouth. Word of mouth is big. In Plaquemines Parish, one woman told me, which is 70 miles, well, it's longer than that, but for 70 miles, it'll take 20 minutes. No, that's not enough. 3 hours, I think she said, for something juicy to go from the bottom to the top. So word of mouth does work. Another woman said, this is a woman speaking about her pastor, this woman who was really instrumental in getting her fellow church members together and was a real support for them. And she was a great woman to meet. But someone else said about her, and she needs answers just like we do. She's human, and she needs prayer, and she doesn't have all the answers because she's a woman just like we are, a mother, and she needs prayer just like all the rest of us does. We can't put it all on her to do. So that's where it's important to provide lay health advisors with support as well. So we will, as I mentioned before, we will provide support sessions for them so they can build relationships among themselves, create a space and time for sharing experiences, what has happened in their groups. They can share those experiences, expand their social support network as well, and show women that they are part of a larger group of women doing great work in their communities. Before I get to that, I just wanted to take a moment to lessons learned. I think it was important to provide a time for the, during the focus groups, for the facilitators as well to have a time to debrief and talk about what was going on. Because oftentimes these focus groups took place at night, and when it was over, everyone just went home, and it would have been helpful for, I think it's needed for the facilitators as well. These focus groups were often very intense and emotional. and for the facilitators to write their impressions and about how they felt after the focus groups, writing down their observations, body language in the participants, things like that. Also to keep from mixing up the groups. And to continue to participate in community activities within the communities that we'd be recruiting participants from or lay health advisors from. So the take-home message, old structures, relationships, and partnerships disappear, but new are created. Community women can help community. There is a willingness within the women to do this. They want to help their community. There's a resilience, as we mentioned before. People want to come back home, and they're willing to do what it takes to come back. And through the reconnection of community members and social networks, there is hope. And I think the women can say it better than I can. Two women saying, one woman said, and if we don't turn it around to something good, then we went through it for nothing. And the woman responds, I don't want it to be for nothing. I want it to count for something. I want to help the community. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Are these volunteers?
Yes. No, these will be volunteers. They will have, for the focus groups, there was a